Hi, Prep. It's Senior Alex Ruelos here back at you with another podcast episode. On this week's episode, we have everything you need to know about the fall musical Into the Woods. Keep listening to hear from theater directors Mr. Offman and Mr. Weeks, junior Franny Broderson, and freshman Oliver Martinez.
Hello, my name is Adam Offman. I'm the theater director here at Seattle Prep and the director of Into the Woods.
And my name is Elliot Weeks. I'm the music teacher here at Prep and the music director of Into the Woods.
Great to have you both on the podcast. So, Mr. Offman, what is Into the Woods about?
So, Into the Woods is a brilliantly woven together story where you take fairy tales that we all knew growing up. So you've got Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella. And in the musical, all these characters have to go on a journey through the woods. Add on top of that a baker and his wife who are looking for objects to help undo a curse that was put on them long ago. And as the baker and his wife interact with all these characters, the stories get all mixed up. But at the end of Act One, like all fairy tales, everyone lives happily ever after. But there is an Act Two. And Act Two is what happens when these stories are done. What happens once Cinderella has wed the prince and Jack has killed the giant. Obviously, the choices they made, they're going to have to face some new choices down the road, and these choices get even more complex.
What is unique about this show from other productions that Prep has done in the past?
I'd say the thing that makes Into the Woods so unique is the composer, Stephen Sondheim, who wrote the music for this show. Stephen Sondheim is one of the titans of musical theater. He got his start working on West Side Story, and has won Pulitzer Prizes and Tony Awards for his work. And he is a fantastic composer and a fantastic lyricist. I don't think anyone writes music the way that Sondheim did. I don't think anyone writes lyrics the way that Sondheim did. He just was so skilled with both. And for Into the Woods, he didn't really miss. He wrote an amazing score. And I think the thing about Sondheim that moves people the most is that you leave with such a deep emotional feeling at the end of any of his shows, and Into the Woods is no different.
I want to ask you both this question. What is one word you would choose to summarize Into the Woods and why?
I would say relevant. The themes of the show are timeless and affect everyone. I know the first time I heard the show, I automatically connected with it. It's dealing with growing up and going on journeys and facing things that may be uncomfortable to face. It deals with the relationship of parents and children growing up and parents having to let go. It deals with characters overcoming tremendous obstacles and having to take responsibility for actions that they take. And these are things that all of us have to do as we journey through life.
And I would say complex. I think the story on its face is about fairy tale characters, which might seem simple, but almost immediately the threads of the various tapestries start to get pulled and unravel in a way that makes the story incredibly complex, not to even mention the music, which is really hard and also very complex if we're talking from a musical theory standpoint.
Mr. Weeks, you mentioned that this is the first year Prep has ever done a Stephen Sondheim show. This is also the first year Prep has done two musicals in a year. Why so?
Two reasons. Number one, this is the first year in a while that we've been able to perform unmasked and full without any distancing restrictions. So firstly, two musicals is just a celebration of our art form. I know Mr. Othman and I talked a lot about celebrating what we do here at Prep and the art form of musical theater. The second reason being Into the Woods is a small cast. There's around 19 in our cast, and typically for our winter musical, we cast anywhere from 40 to 50 students. So we just simply couldn't do a show like Into the Woods in the winter, so it had to be in the fall.
And finally, Mr. Othman, what can audiences expect when you come and see this show?
I think audiences are going to come and see musical theater its best. The music is absolutely enriching and envelops you. The stories are fun but complex. The talent we have at Prep continually amazes me, and I think every year gets stronger and stronger. Visually, we have opulent sets, and we've got students playing in the orchestra, and it's just a really sort of student created wonderful art form, and we want all prep students to come and celebrate and see just a really fun dynamic show that's going to hopefully live in their hearts for a long time.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Oliver. I'm a freshman at prep and I play Jack in Into the Woods.
Great to have you, Oliver. Can you describe your character and how you are similar and different from Jack?
I think Jack gets lost in his own head a little bit. He's kind of an airhead. And all he really wants is adventure. I like to think I'm more grounded than Jack. And Jack is around the same age as me, so I think I can kind of connect with him in that way.
Great. Okay, so as a new face to the program, as you mentioned, you are a freshman, how is prep theater different from other theater programs you have participated in the past?
Well, the other programs, I've really been one of the older kids in the shows, and I think working with people who maybe have more experience than me is great because I can learn from them, and I think just the cast gives great advice.
What is your favorite song to sing other than your solo, and why?
I really like singing the Act Two finale. I really think it sends a great message of children will listen, and it's a great song to just tie up the show.
And finally, what will you take away from doing Into the Woods?
I really like the morals, and I think a lot of them apply to real life. Like one of them, like not everything has a happy ending. And I think that's just really great to take away.
All right. Thank you so much, Oliver.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Franny Broderson. I am playing Little Red Riding Hood in Into the Woods, and I'm a junior.
So Franny, describe your character and how you are similar or how you are different from her.
I would just say Little Red Riding Hood's very curious, she's very strong-willed, and just a funny little girl who really wants to just bring some sweets to her granny. I think I'm similar to her because we're both realists. I don't think I'm quite as pessimistic as Red, especially later in the story, but we definitely both think about the logical side of situations rather than the hopeful side. And we're different, I think in a lot of ways, I'm less bold than her. I'm kind of a people pleaser, but she just speaks her mind, which is something I really admire, actually.
Interesting. What has been your favorite part of the rehearsal process so far?
There's a lot to choose from, but I think my favorite part is a moment when a scene perfectly comes together. I remember feeling that in our last Saturday rehearsal when we ran the finale, Children Will Listen, and Lauren's solo sounded so amazing, and I could like feel like an energy kind of flowing through all of us, and it felt really cool, so yeah.
I love that. What has playing Little Red Riding Hood taught you as an actor?
I think that one of the things is that it's okay to ask for help, especially in the second act. She's really reluctant to show her worries about her family and the giant and everything that's going on. She's putting on almost a tough exterior, but once she lets her guard down to Cinderella and no one is alone, her character grows a lot, and I think she comes out better for it. So,
thank you so much.
Of course.
And that's all we have for this week's episode, Panthers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember to buy your tickets for Into the Woods, performing October 28th through November 5th. Hope to see you there.